George.
What?
My question is, see, I want to say this way. Let me put it this way. People thought like you're like you're a doctor and you know much, pretty much about the world.
Everything.
Now he does.
I said Joel. That's all about it.
So, my question is concerning to, I think somebody asked about when, like, according to what time do you think, what time frame do you think the Old Testament was in? Do you ever come to answer a question sometimes as referring to the book of Revelation 18, 20 to the last chapter, reading 18 and 19, where it says, if anyone adds or subtracts, you know, like, do you at some point come to put, like, you know, when you put out your final materials, and you have, you come to those questions, like, do you ever think of it, you say, is this what I'm adding or answering, as it, or?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, we definitely want to stay within the framework of what we understand of Scripture.
Yeah.
And there, yeah, I think we will be judged for our faithfulness to the text. And so, yeah, I think absolutely, you know, you look and say, I want to be faithful to the, you know, blessed are you if you do these things, not just as you, you know, read them and or know them. And so I think that's a daily. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any other questions? All right. Well, this is an overview beginning in Genesis. And the these are 10 periods or pairs to help you to kind of have an overview if you were to sit down with someone and they were to say, hey, the Bible's just confusing, I don't understand it. There's you know, there's so many pieces. And this is kind of a meta-narrative of looking at how to summarize. I mentioned several chapters in Scripture where, you know, Hebrews 11 is the chapter of faith, where it begins, and it goes through all the different names, and the genealogies do the same. And so there are several places in Scripture where the speaker or author gives a summary of what's happened before to the present. And so this is my attempt to do what I see in those types of passages. So as I look at the first two periods, I call made, decayed. Genesis 1, 2, 3 talks about the creation, especially 1 and 2. Chapter 3 actually enters in, decay enters the world, where the enemy, where they're disobedient. They walk away from the commands of God. And so the first two periods are made decayed, and this would take us through, you know, 1 and 2, and this would be the rest of the book of Genesis. We really see the downfall of humanity through the remaining portion there. And on through the first five books of the Bible, we see this. And God, even in the beginning there, in chapter 12, he calls Abram, and names him Abraham. So God sent a solution. That solution became the Jewish nation. So sent and went. So here we have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob being sent from Ur of the Chaldeans. They went, Israel went into the promised land. But Israel, again, is disobedient. And so we see this attack from the very beginning. God's move, God acts, made, the enemy attacks, decay. God acts, the Jewish nation's born, the enemy acts, decay. So made, decayed, sent, went. Then, you already know from Lauren's drawing, that's a crown. And so God sends a king. So made, decayed, sent, went together. The kingdom is together under Saul, David, and Solomon. And so Israel's united under the three of them. Under Solomon's, his son, disobedient to God, the kingdom's divided, Israel and Judah get divided, and it falls apart. So the nation, the kingdom that's introduced there, there's a counterattack again, and it falls apart. So made decayed, sent, went, together apart. Then it begins a reversal. And here we have captive. Israel's taken captive into Assyria, present-day Turkey area. And then the Judah is disobedient, and they're taken to Babylon, Iraq. And so they're captive, but God then acts and reverses this, and it moves from captive to free, where there's this departure from their imprisonment, their captivity, their exile. So made decayed goes in this direction. Sent, went, goes in this direction as well. together, apart, and then we begin to see this turning at the close of the Old Testament, right before the 400-year period, where the enemy again attacks with captive because of the disobedience of Israel and Judah. But God says he brings freedom. And then we see the enemy thinks he's finally won. When you read the book of Matthew, Jesus is introduced in the beginning with the coming of the Magi who came from Iran. Ironic that the Old Testament comes to a close with an exile that leads from Babylon to Iran. And in that area, how did the wise men hear that there would be a Messiah who would be born in Israel? It's likely through the Jews who were there, declaring the truth. And so the enemy thinks he's won. The Magi refer to him as the king has been born. Herod is terrified by that. And so eventually the king, it's ironic that Herod, a Gentile, the Magi, Gentiles, refer to Jesus as king in the beginning of Matthew. And then at the end of Matthew, Pilate, also a Gentile, refers to him as king. And so the enemy thinks he's won when he nails the king to the cross. But God has the final answer. And it's the declaration of his kingdom. And it's as though God says, no, the tomb is empty. And we're to go and declare the kingdom. So, before I give the actual passages that these represent, let's just say it together. Made, decayed, sent, went, together, apart, captive, free, king, kingdom. Now, when you look at this, it breaks down this way. And this would be Genesis 1 through 11, and then Genesis 12, all the way through the book of Job, or including the book of Job, excuse me, Genesis and the book of Job. Job is actually, the Bible as you have it is not chronologically written, it's organized different. Job is one of the, lived probably during the same time as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that time period of the fathers. The next period from sent and went goes from Genesis 12 through the book of Ruth. So we see God sending the nation, its whole development, them moving into the promised land and the book of Ruth. Together apart covers 1 Samuel through the Song of Solomon. Captive and free moves through the prophets from starting with Isaiah and goes all the way through Malachi, end of the Old Testament book as we have it, but also includes Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Now, what's interesting there is the Nehemiah is believed to be the last book of the Old Testament. So chronologically, that's why John mentioned looking at, you can read through the Bible in a chronological way if you go on online. There's be kind of cool to do that. And you've done that 1 year, I think, John. You read through it 2 years in a row. You read through it chronologically. And then the King of the Kingdom, we have the Gospels. So made, decayed, sent, went, together, apart, captive, free, king, and kingdom. Any questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm sorry, but I think I was writing. Can you tell me what went stands
for? Ah, yes. It says of Abram that he was sent from Ur of the Chaldeans, mentioning that but Israel went into the Promised Land. So it's just a way for me to remember the words rhyme in English. Obviously, that won't work in Tonga. But made, decayed, sent, went is a way. In some cultures, we'll say sent from Ur, went into Israel, the nation of Israel.
And so going into the Promised Land, though, is the circle with the slash and under the
They were disobedient. They were disobedient. They went into, but they were disobedient to God.
While they were in the Promised
Land.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Everett, who's after me today?
I think I am.
Lauren! You're on the air.
Okay, so a few sessions ago, I also handed out an Acts chapter 2 passage. If you guys want to grab that and grab your colored pencils, we're going to do a quick review. So that was from the color code chapter, and so I want you guys to take a minute and a half, so 90 seconds, and I want you to highlight the themes that you observe in this specific text. So I'm going to give you an example. If you look at verse 43, let me read it for you in Acts chapter 2. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. We would underline and highlight that in blue because signs and wonders are an indication of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's activity when the kingdom expands and people are sent out. Okay, so you'd underline and highlight that in blue. This might be full of colors by the time 90 seconds is up. You ready?
This is independent.
Say that again.
Independent.
Yes. Yeah. So there is some overlap here. So don't feel like you have to get this. This is not like a right or a wrong thing. But this is a way to learn how to code throughout your Bible, so you know. Okay, yellow is evangelism. So for example, verse 47, we would underline that in yellow because the text says the Lord was adding to their number day by day for those who were saved.
Yellow.
I wouldn't be a good teacher if I was giving you all the answers. I think
I don't
want to
make
two.
The wrong colors and then find out.
No, it's not about right or wrong, but it's a. So you should have your color code that I gave you this morning. You got some discipleship language. Bring the man is green.
Yellow.
The color code. That's not Italian, though. One more tool to hang up.
Well, it's according to the Bible.
Something to do with some handle.
Alright, 30 seconds. I know this is so fun, you can't wait to go home and do this.
We're out of time.
Yes. Yes. You guys are still just pulling out the pencils out of the box. Yeah. That's really what you're saying. Done. Okay. All right. Yes. Where? What's your name again? Anthony, we are done with that. So go ahead.
Anthony's going to say just like
this. Go ahead and put. No, we're not going to read them. We're going to go ahead and put the color code away, and we're going to jump into our main theme today. And it is, folks, you're going to want to take notes. It's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. So what is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? What if you were to leave today and someone was to ask you, what is the kingdom of God? How would you respond? You see, an easy answer would be that a kingdom is a territory of which a king rules and reigns, right? Like, that's the easy, common answer. And in the Western world, in our context, when we talk about the kingdom, we often think about queens and kings ruling an empire. But when Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, he spoke about his kingdom not just as a physical place or a landmass or a territory. Rather, he spoke about the kingdom of God, as this dynamic rule and reign over heaven, over earth, over visible, over invisible. So Jesus spoke about this as if it was something they had never heard of before. Because when we think of kingdoms, we think of, okay, we're having this church in this house, right? A physical place. But God's kingdom was dynamic, over visible and invisible. So Jesus, he commissioned his disciples, his ragtag bunch of friends, the tax collectors, the fishermen, the Jewish laymen, he commissioned them to participate with the revealing of this dynamic rule and reign. So the disciples then, and you and I now, modern day disciples, we are to seek participate in demonstrating God's rule and reign. So ultimately, it's God's responsibility to expand and establish the kingdom through the power of the Holy Spirit. So you guys each also should have a kingdom chart in front of you. Doug just walked us through a great tool on how to really share the whole story of the Bible. And we want you to feel empowered to feel like you can leave this place and share the whole story of Scripture. So we don't have time to break into all of these periods today, but I'm going to give you a few examples from this kingdom chart, really how the kingdom of God is woven through the whole book of the Bible. So that's like one thread, the main thread, the kingdom of God. We see it from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And so for that first section in the made period, we see right off the bat in Genesis, the kingdom of God is being played out. We see that the rule and reign of God is happening, that signs and wonders are happening.